My name is Rabbi Moshe Aryeh Friedman. I am the chief rabbi from the Orthodox Jewish community from Vienna, Austria, and now residing in Antwerp, Belgium. I'm also from the Forum of Interfaith Dialogue Benelux in Antwerp. And it's not the first time I attend a conference of that nature. As a matter of fact, I think I'm fair to say that they have been tremendously active in the last 10-15 years in practical terms to conduct as much as possible I could do of dialogue and peace and try to have a better environment and have a better understanding and better conditions to change the world for better. Exactly. The alliance which was just mentioned is the first, the major precondition. Some might call it the major obstacle, but the alliance is the most important. But I think we can all share and contribute a lot to the most important cause we are now we so much need. But as a matter of fact, the religious leaders in the religions as such, whether it is the three monotheistic religions, the Roman Catholic, the Christians, Muslim and Jewish alike, can do a lot. As a matter of fact, and it's an unfortunate reality, a lot of hatred is coming out from all three of them. We have very positive forces inside those religions, and at the same time we have unfortunately a lot of negatives as well. We have to try our best in order to strengthen the good forces and the good ones in the Jewish, Christians and the Muslims alike. There is also a problem where there is it's and also an unfortunate reality that a lot of religious leaders and people do have a lack of courage. They are not bad in nature. They certainly don't have any bad intentions. They are in good faith, but still they do not have the necessary courage which they should have had resulting out of their faith. In that sense, I think there are at the same time a lot of religious leaders and also countries who are well religiously inspired do have courage. If you allow me, I think I'm fair to say that I do see something very special in Turkey. I'm not Turkish, I've never been there, but in recent years, there has been some interesting developments coming out from that country, for example, on the Palestinian cause. At the time, everyone was silent. All of a sudden, we have a country named Turkey, which we see them appearing and doing some risky steps in order to be at the shoulder to shoulder with the victims and the oppressed rather than being on the side of the oppressor or tolerating the oppressor. So I think one should only express gratitude, but not only Turkey, there are others as well. And I think joining forces with all good forces and giving the strength of others to join those alliances would be the best thing to do. It would be a marvelous thing to do, and that is the best and the only solution for the dramatic situation. We have also in the Jewish prophecy the end times, and I'm quite sure that's what you are referring to. In the end times, we have a lot of prophecies related to the circumstances we will be facing around the world, yeah, globally. But we have also the prophecies are very precise in what this end times will be, what will be the redemption, in which nature it will be. But one should be very clear in the Jewish prophecy in its entirety. We have all Jewish prophets exactly indicated and gave in their prophecy were in a very clear shape and form that those redemptions, the coming of the Messiah and the spiritual redemptions, will be in the spiritual nature only. It will never be by bloodshed. It could never be by weapons. And to the contrary, God has sworn the Jewish people through the holy prophets in a very specific very precise, explicit in the prophecy, in the Holy Scriptures and the Talmud and the prophecy as such, that God has warned the Jewish people never ever return to that homeland, which is Quds, the Jerusalem, and the now so-called state of Israel, never return there with weapons and with power. I will bring you back there by flights, but in a spiritual nature. We should give the truth and our best for our generations and certainly for the generations to come. But I must say, I highly appreciate that it's very unusual having a conductor from a major news outlet being so professional and also so rich in knowledge. I find it marvelous, so I think I must give my greatest edit. Thank you very much. Inshallah. Thank you very much.
Shalom.